You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
It's me, Birdie, the conductor of the story train. I'm the one that wears a green baseball cap with a little white birdie on the front and my favorite overalls. All aboard the story train. Find a comfy seat. We're about to leave the station, and you know what that means. We're going someplace new. One whistle, we're on our way. I wonder where Story Train will lead us this time. We're entering the Rainbow Tunnel. Hold on, everyone. It's off to far, far away. This is so exciting. Just on the other side of the short Rainbow Tunnel lies our destination. That was quick. We're already at the end of the tunnel. Oh, I know this place. We're in the country. Look at the beautiful landscape. Rolling green hills, wheat and corn stalks spouting up, and the sound of little birds tweeting happily in the still blue skies. Today's story is called The Town Mouse and the Country Mouse. A town mouse named Timmy drove from London in his little light blue MG convertible car to visit his relative, Tommy, who lived in the country. Timmy the town mouse beep-beeped his little horn at every passing bumblebee and marveled at how wide and spacious the landscape was as he drove further and further away from the big capital city of London. "My goodness," exclaimed the town mouse to himself. "It is so beautiful away from the hustle and bustle of London. Huh, I feel a bit jealous of my relative Tommy, who enjoys so much fresh air and open space." A short time later, Timmy the town mouse pulled into the long, shaded drive of Tommy's country house and, having parked his vehicle, stretched his little legs delightedly. "Oh!" Tommy the country mouse threw open his door upon Timmy's arrival and, embracing his relative, said, "Welcome, welcome, dear Timmy. It can get so very quiet out here in the countryside. What a joy to have you visit." And with that, Tommy the country mouse ushered Timmy the town mouse into his home, which had a traditional thatched roof and an abundance of coziness, if not very much actual space. For lunch, Tommy the country mouse served wheat stalks, roots, and acorns, with a dash of cold water as a drink. Timmy the town mouse ate very sparingly, nibbling a little of this and a little of that, and by his manner, it was clear that he ate the simple food only to be polite. Good grief, Timmy the Town Mouse thought to himself. It is quite lovely here in the country. But where is the Scotch egg, the wood-fired pizza scraps, the pastries? No wonder my poor relative Tommy the Country Mouse is much trimmer than I am. While it's certainly a simpler life here, I just couldn't reduce myself to eating such basics. Ugh, unthinkable. After the meal, the relatives had a long talk. Or rather, Timmy the Town Mouse talked about how great his life in the city of London was, while Tommy the Country Mouse listened. Then they went to bed in a cozy nest in the hedgerow and slept in quiet and comfort until morning. In his sleep, Tommy the Country Mouse dreamed that he was a town mouse like Timmy, with all the luxuries and delights of fast-paced city life that his relative had described for him. So the next day, when Timmy the Town Mouse asked Tommy the Country Mouse to go home with him back to the city of London, well, he gladly said yes. Back into Timmy the Town Mouse's light blue MG convertible they climbed, and sputtering off onto the M25 motorway together, the Town Mouse and the Country Mouse made their way into the bustling city. When they reached the mansion in which Timmy the Town Mouse lived, they found on the table in the dining room the food scraps of a very fine banquet. Oh my goodness, Tommy the Country Mouse thought to himself. Oh, my relative must think I'm such a simpleton, serving him acorns and roots in my country home. Oh, this is very grand. And indeed it was. There were sweetmeats and jellies, pastries, delicious cheeses, indeed, the most tempting foods imaginable for a mouse. But just as Tommy the Country Mouse was about to nibble a dainty bit of heavenly pastry, he heard a cat meow loudly and scratch at the door. In great fear, Timmy the Town Mouse grabbed his stunned relative, Tommy the Country Mouse, by the tail and whisked them both to a hiding place in the wall, where they laid quite still for a very long time, hardly daring to breathe. When at last they ventured back to the feast, they were disturbed yet again as the door opened suddenly and in came the people to clear the table, followed by the house dog yapping away. Oh, again, Timmy the Town Mouse and Tommy the Country Mouse scurried into the hiding place in the wall. At last, when everyone had gone to bed in the mansion, Tommy the Country Mouse, who was very hungry for having had his dinner disturbed, thanked Timmy the Town Mouse very much for showing his home to him, but said that he was quite ready to return to his simple home in the country without further delay. But why, Timmy the Town Mouse cried, my life here is so much fancier, and the food is so much finer. Why would you ever want to leave, dear relative? You may have luxuries and dishes that I do not, Tommy the Country Mouse said as he hurried away. But I prefer my plain food and simple life in the country, with the peace and security that go with it. And with that, Timmy the Town Mouse was left alone to ponder if having less with security is better than having plenty in the midst of fear and uncertainty. It's time for us to head back to Pflugerville. Here comes the Rainbow Tunnel. Come back and see me again. You never know where the story train will take us. And if you like stories, search for Go Kid Go wherever you listen, and you'll find lots of great adventures. See you next time.
Go Kid Go.
Do you like to laugh? Ah, who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot, and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.